Juju, welcome to a special edition of Minnesota Mixtape, where we spotlight the Minnesota music scene. I am your host, Malachi Coons. We are celebrating Native American Heritage Day with songs from Native musicians in our state. The first music heard in this area was created by Indigenous peoples, and today they remain a vital, creative, and boundary-pushing part of the local music scene. Today we'll hear songs from artists like Keith Sokola, Annie Humphrey, Corey Medina, Leah Lem, Thomas X, Laura Hugo, and many more. It's Minnesota Mixtape, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and produced at KAXE, an independent and people-powered community radio station broadcasting from ancestral Anishinaabe lands on the north bank of the Mississippi River. We'll begin today's show with Blue Dog, a Dakota and Ponca blues rock group based in the Twin Cities, led by Joni and Eric Buffalohead. Here's one from their 2018 album, Take a Stand, called Stomp Dance.
the power of your influence to correct the misgivings of three generations. Banker. Ooh, show 'em works, that's banker. Power to your nature. She don't need no favors. Offers on the table.
Lady Midnight, the alt R&B project of Adriana Rimple, an Afro-Indigenous Nahua singer based in Minneapolis. That was Power from her debut, Death Before Morning. This is a Native American Heritage Day celebration on Minnesota Mixtape. Let's head north to Bemidji for Dene blues rocker Corey Medina and Brothers. Here is Pawn Man.
by the time the song gets to you, don't let them get the best of you. Just prepare your family for when I get to you, but I'm only gonna be a blessing.
Fox Agency boarding school Jim was faced with the prospect of having to mourn the news of his twin brother Charlie contracting a dangerous illness. A 10-year-old made to feel this, my shackled, he faced the realness. Typhoid contaminated food, our water was the problem. Charlie got it, then pneumonia also right upon him. Powerless to go, had to watch his brother fade. Little did he know his brother's change would make him great. Told his children decades later Charlie was his strength, inspired him surpassing competition in his name. It's like he had his brother's spirit flowing through his veins. With him he had the power to destroy this nation's chains. Jim distrusted boarding schools again, he ran away. Hiram whooped him, but not even that would make him go back. He never did fully recover from his death, just know that. At times when family tried to... tired of whooping son, so he retired and sent him off in the sun. So far away, he thought the baby goat would never run home. Few hundred miles to Haskell, there's little chance he could roam. The captain of Haskell's team brought a Slim Jim under his wing and gifted him his first football. He fell in love with that thing. This fella's name was Chauncey Archer, Kettle legend himself. Invented the zone in basketball, its inventor he helped.
I first got acquainted with Jim at Haskell Institute. We were 12 years of age. Jim stated to me that while he was there, he received a letter one day from home telling him that his father was quite ill. And Jim, for that reason, wanted started to request leave from the school to visit his father in the second box country. But his request to go and see his father was denied by the school authorities. So Jim took French leave and went home to see his father.
Jim was frail and young when his athletic trail begun. In early teen, he'd run 300 miles until he'd come to his family's home via training soles of feet. So was deep, so to speak, scared his dad was home deceased. Cause he heard he fell ill, he was actually still well. Didn't let little Jim stay, though he was homesick for a while. Fate would have it, mama died, birthing her 11th child. After Jim had left again, upon return, he probably cried.
The right path can only last when you dig deep inside. Push through the pain and hurt that can eat you alive.
Texas panhandle, taming horses was the goal.
I never met a wild one, I couldn't settle and ride. This one achievement from my boyhood that I was so proud.
To top it off, he returned to pops with a team of them. A lot of crops were homegrown to chop, he's the cream of them. Attended Garden Grove School and became a star player. Colonizers from Carlisle came into town later. Jim's resilience was brilliant, amidst the illness he killed it. He was passing his classes while feeling all of these feelings. On top of that, he was fearless, the neighbor's bow was just reeling. So while his friends was just peeling, but he took aim and he pierced it with the bow and arrow, like he's a native hero. Hiram paid the narrow to the neighbor to be fair though. Proud of Jim's courage, still demanded he be careful. Like father, like son, bad to the bone and the marrow.
Right path can only last when you dig deep inside.
You gotta dig deep inside.
Push through the pain and hurt that can eat you alive.
It'll eat you alive.
Don't lose your stride or grip.
Nuh-uh.
You're fighting for the will to keep on. Keeping on and on and on.
Anishinaabe rapper Tall Paul with Keep On Keeping On. That's from his concept album, The Story of Jim Thorpe. It also featured Tanya Wilder of the Duckfeet Shoshone Tribe on the chorus. Minnesota Mixtape will be right back with more Native music for Native American Heritage Day. It's People Powered Radio, KAXE, listening to Minnesota Mixtape. We receive support from the Armory Arts and Events Center in downtown Park Rapids, presenting Midwest Blues Rockers The Fat Cats on Saturday, November 22nd. That's not right, at 7 p.m. More information on the Armory Arts and Events Center's monthly concert series on Instagram and on Facebook. Coming up tomorrow, there is a Fire in the Village living room concert in Grand Rapids with Justice Humphrey and more. It's at room 203 in the Old Central School. That is 6 o'clock. Also tomorrow, Dave Simonette at the Rife Center. Welcome back to Minnesota Mixtape. We are celebrating the range, creativity, and resilience of Minnesota's Native musicians for Native American Heritage Day. Since her debut album in 2000, Leech Lake folk singer Annie Humphrey has been a leading voice in the Minnesota music scene, never shying away from difficult conversations and always speaking truth to power. Here's one from her most recent album, 2023's The Light in My Bones. It's Carrie.
Like a- You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Powwow singer Joe Rainey there with B.E. Sun. That one from his groundbreaking 2022 album Nineta, fusing powwow singing with industrial electronic sounds. He would expand on that fusion with the Bijaki project last year. This is Native American Heritage Day on Minnesota Mixtape, and we are going from experimental and forward-looking to one of the all-time classics of Native American music. It's Keith Sekola and Indian Cars.
Is this a take? Dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Headlight don't work, the radio can scream. I got a sticker that says Indian Power. I stuck it on a bumper, that's what holds my car together. We're on a circuit of an Indian dream. We don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car. Circuit of an Indian dream. We don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car, riding in our Indian car.
The Sun from the Pretendians here on Minnesota Mixtape. It is from their 2018 self-titled debut album. The group is based in Minneapolis and originally from the Crow Creek and Standing Rock tribes of South Dakota. This is a Minnesota Mixtape celebration of Native American Heritage Day, and there's more Native music coming up right after this. Minnesota Mixtape here on People Power at KAXE. We receive support from Boreal Brushworks Painting in Bemidji, providing full-service interior painting in residential and commercial locations in northern Minnesota since 2009. More information at borealbrushworkspainting.com. Coming up at 11, World Cafe. Their featured guest today is Florence and the Machine. Stick around at 1 o'clock, your host for On the River today is Jim Gallagher. Then tonight at 7, Diane Ott from 7 to 10. Let's get you back to more from Minnesota Mixtape. Thanks for staying with us here on Minnesota Mixtape. Songwriter Laura Hugo has been a fixture in the Minnesota music scene for some time, but only if you've seen her live. Her only studio release was a single from back in 2017. That will change in early 2026 with the release of her debut EP, Where We Go to Grieve. The first single is out now. It's a sweet reflection on her upbringing on the Navajo Nation. Take a listen to Radio.
of the dark approached in earnest. When our feelings are the warmest, and the cup in hand the fullest. Coming down from such a high place, look around and stomach the bad taste. Half your day's going to waste. Lost the boy you came here to chase.
We praise the spirit. praise me, praise me, praise the Spirit
was Leah Lem here on Minnesota Mixtape. We are celebrating Native American Heritage Day. Manu Manike Gizis from 2024. It translates to Wild Rice Moon and is commonly used in Anishinaabe to represent the month of August. You heard Lem singing about the process of wild ricing. It is time for our final set of music on this special edition of Minnesota Mixtape. Thomas X is coming up shortly. First up, it's the late blues singer Little Bobby with Mississippi Kind.
Gunning and doing it by me, which need me no easy good. like every day's been the same for me. Cause I've been on a long road, so pray for me. I've been in it for a minute, cause I'm really trying to get it. I've been trying to get somewhere, I need to finish. I'm trying to get to that place, so I can honestly say I feel alright, I'm doing good today. I'm living for the greatness, cause your boy's trying to make it. A 9-to-5 is basic, you can catch me in my basement, working on my extracurriculum. The crickets are crickets, son, damn. I gotta step my game up, see I gotta get my rank up. And on my way up, I met some naysayers naysaying. What were they saying? Is irrelevant to me. Intelligence is leaked through the settlement of peace, so we embellish in the speech. If you digging what I'm kicking, then you listen to my vision, kid. This is really something different. I want my spirit lifted, so I need my lyrics gifted. My experience has shifted from the times that I grind to the lines that I rhyme, to my Nietzsche's up north trying to find their minds. I hope you find yourself. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. Peace, love, and happiness. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day, peace, love, and happiness. Have a good day. Okay, I'm spitting black hoodie raps. I got some CDs for sale, I keep them in my backpack. I'm rhyming for the people, but I'm grinding on a budget. But I'm grinding for my people, so that grinding ain't for nothing. Best believe that I got something to prove. I got some family back home that's got nothing to lose. I'm trying to better myself, this ain't just something to do. My dream is something to me, it's probably nothing to you. But I still show you love, tell you peace, and have a good day. I hope you live your life full, but in a good way. I got some Nietzsche's in the penitentiary, they've been patiently waiting, it feels like a century. I got a brother that's gone, a sister raising two daughters, a mother and a father, see I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for rap, I'm spitting hangover Mac soup. Hey, Minno Gigi good. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day, peace, love, and happiness. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day, peace, love, and happiness. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cliff Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe and currently based in Duluth, Minnesota. It is saxophonist Pink Marlena taking us out of a Native American Heritage Day celebration here on Minnesota Mixtape. The song is Montara. Minnesota Mixtape is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and produced at KAXE, an independent and people-powered community radio station broadcasting from Anishinaabe ancestral lands on the north bank of the Mississippi. Miigwech, Gigawabamin.